We return you now to William Keeley.
Act two of The Stratton Story, winner of Photoplay Magazine's Gold Medal Award, starring James Stewart as Monty Stratton and June Allison as Ethel.
Those next few weeks, well, they were quite a strain. Between falling in love and trying out for the White Sox, Monty just didn't know where he stood. But one afternoon in the dressing room...
Hey, you, country.
Oh, here it comes, Barney.
Yeah, Mr. Dykes.
Five innings this afternoon, Jimmy, and he didn't give up a hit.
Yeah. Well, kid, the team goes east tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to take you with us.
Barney, did you hear that? Hear what he said?
What are you planning to do, Barney?
Well, I guess I don't exactly know.
Well, look, Mr. Dykes, Barney's the best...
Can't have people hanging around doing nothing.
I'll do anything, Jimmy, anything.
Like what? Offhand, I can't think of anything. Unless you'd like to coach the young pitchers. Get in the office. We'll sign a couple of contracts.
The next day at the railroad station, Ethel was there to say goodbye to Mark.
We didn't have very much time together, did we?
No, enough to make me wish there was more. Gee whiz, California turned out much better than I thought it was going to.
Well, it was nice. You're making the team, wasn't it?
Oh, no, that's not what I mean. You know it.
I know, Marty.
Bye, Ethel. Let's get going, boy.
Oh, yeah, right away.
You will write, won't you?
Well, I'll never be able to write down what I'm thinking, though.
Well, all I know you're thinking about me if you don't write.
What? Hey, country. Kiss her goodbye and get on the train.
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that Mr. Dykes. He's a very smart man, darling.
And then the season started. Detroit, Cleveland, St. Louis, back to Chicago again. So far, Monty Stratton's services to the Chicago White Sox consisted of batting fly balls to the outfield in the warm-up before the games. On this day, the Yankees were in town, murdering us.
Well, the one thing about the dugout, Barney, you get a good view of the game. Boy, I ought to pay admission.
Yeah, well, you can learn plenty just sitting here. Yeah. Another double for Gary.
There goes Dykes. He's taking the pitcher out.
What a gang, them Yankees. If a pitcher's going to get by, he's got to give them what they don't expect. Outthink them.
Yeah, well, they don't have to worry about me outthinking them. Boy, every time I get paid, I feel like I'm stealing.
Come on, Dykes. Put a pitcher in there.
All right, Stratton. Get out there.
Huh? What, me? No, Jimmy. No, not at a time like this. But those Yankees have sent more pitchers to Omaha.
You wanted the kid to get a chance, didn't you? Well, he's got it.
Now pitching for Chicago, number 25, Monty Stratton.
You know who he's pitching to. Dickey, that's all. Just Bill Dickey.
Another ball player. Forget about the runners, kid. Just pitch to him.
Tell me it's foul, Jimmy. Tell me it's foul.
What do you know? Clear over the center field wall.
Omaha. Yeah, Monty went far in his big league debut from Chicago to Omaha. And that's how Ethel happened to have an unexpected visit.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you, Monty. But what are you doing here in Omaha? I thought you were going to go down.
I know. Now, just sit down. I got a problem.
But you said in your letter you might pitch this week.
Yeah, I did.
Well?
That's what I want to talk to you about.
Well, what happened?
Everything, honey. Now, you know, when I left you in California...
What was the score?
Now, that's not important. The thing that's bothering me is...
Well, they can't expect you to win every game.
Honey, they don't expect me to win any games. I've been farmed out to Omaha.
Well, they don't put you in jail for playing in Omaha.
I know. There's nothing wrong with Omaha. It's just that... I don't know. I might not even make it here. First thing I know, I'll be back on the farm.
Well, don't you like the farm?
Sure. It's all right, but it...
Well,
it,
then?
Well, I don't... It's just that things are different now, that's all. Now there's you.
Would it help any if I said I love you?
That's the problem.
Oh, I see.
No, you don't see. I don't know. No matter what I was doing, I kept thinking about you. And every time I'd see something exciting, I kept wishing that you were there to see it with me. I don't know if that's love, man. I really got it.
Oh, you had me worried.
But I had all sorts of plans for us. Now, Now I don't know where I'm going.
Oh, but it doesn't matter to me.
It matters to me, honey. It matters to me. A man's got to know where he's going.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, just give me a chance to make it. I just want to make sure that I'm not going to let you down.
All right, Marty, if that's what you want.
No, you're what I want.
Oh, I love you, Marty. You could never let me down. Marty.
Yes, dear?
What was the score?
16-0.
Oh, you're a fine pitcher.
There's a tailor in Chicago who gives a suit of clothes to every ball player who hits the scoreboard in the center field. And as of yesterday, the New York Yankees are the best-dressed team in baseball.
Monty pitched 6 ball games for Omaha, won them all, 3 shutouts. That was good enough for Jimmy Dykes. He brought Monty back to the White Sox. Only this time, a girl named Ethel tagged along, because now she was Mrs. Marley Stratton. That night, a few of the boys gave him a little party in the hotel.
Just proves what I've been saying. How could a guy like you, country, get a gal like Ethel?
Oh, it wasn't easy, Mr. Lyons. I just wouldn't take no for an answer.
Oh, she's pretty, Ted, but she's not very smart.
Here come the bombers.
Bombers?
Yeah, a few of the Yankee players.
This is what they look like, honey, when they're just civilians.
Hi, Lou.
Hiya, fellas.
Dan.
I guess you know everybody. Oh, this is Monty Stratton. Stratton, this is Bill Dickey. Mr. Dickey, Mrs. Stratton.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Well, we met you earlier this season, didn't we, Stratton?
Man, you met me and everything I pitched.
Well, it's nice to have met you, Mrs. Stratton.
Thank you.
Oh,
why, he's awfully nice.
Well, wait till you see him tomorrow, honey. Boy, they don't call him the bombers for nothing. Wow, some poor guy's going to have a rough afternoon.
Yeah, could be.
Say, by the way, Barney, who's Dykes going to pitch tomorrow?
You.
Who, me?
A couple of the boys have sore arms.
Ethel.
Yes, dear?
Our baggage. You unpacked anything yet?
No, not yet.
Don't.
That next day was Monty's real start as a big league ball player. Monty won that ball game all by himself, even to driving in the winning run. And that's just about the way it went all the rest of that season. Not that he won every game, but from then on, the fans knew that Monty Stratton was just about as fine a pitcher as they'd see in the league. In October, Monty and Ethel went down to the farm.
Well, now, if you'll call off your dog, ma'am, I'm selling some books here that you might like to see.
Monty! Oh, land sakes, I didn't even know your son. New clothes and all.
Yeah, that isn't the only thing new, Ma. Here's Ethel.
Hello, Ma.
Oh, Ethel. Seems to me, son, you've been running over with luck.
Oh, I sure have, Ma.
Got a new car, too.
Oh, yes. Bought myself a bucket of bolts. Eddie, Ernie.
Howdy, Monty, howdy.
Ethel, this is my cousin Ernie. If it wasn't for Ernie, I never could have left here.
Hello, Ernie.
Ma'am. Hey, you're pitching good, Monty.
Well, don't tell me you're a fan now.
Nope, just heard about it. Well, I guess you won't be needing me anymore, huh, Monty?
Well, I sort of wish you'd stick around, Ernie. We got a lot of things you could fix up around here.
Lot you know
well,
about
no,
it.
Always fences to mend and some fresh paint, maybe. And then maybe better build one of those nursery rooms. You leave your mouth open like that, Ma, you're liable to catch a fly in it.
Monty. Ethel.
Yeah, well, now, how about some supper, Grandma?
Monty went through the next season like a house of fire. The fans ate him up. The newspapers, too. He was all that Jimmy Dykes said he was.
Right now, Barney, I wouldn't trade Monty Stratton for any other pitcher in baseball. What a future that boy's got.
And Monty had someone else now to win games for. A brand new baby boy. But after a while, I began to worry. Ethel, too. Something had happened to Monty. As often as not, he'd disappear after a game. He'd tell Ethel it was for interviews, newspaper guys, but I knew different, and so did Ethel. Anyway, they were back in Texas now, and Monty was a farmer again for the winter.
A little dressy, ain't you, son? My land, Ethel, just look at the dude.
Yeah, shaved, too.
Oh, no, not another press interview, Monty, not down here.
No. I just thought maybe we ought to go out and do a little celebrating. You know, Junior's going to be 6 months old tomorrow, so come on, we're going out to dinner.
Well, give me a chance to catch my breath. You know, Ma, this is an event. We don't get to do much celebrating in Chicago.
Well, grab him while you can, honey.
Well, now, look, you two girls are going to sit around and chew the fat. I'll go and celebrate myself. Goodbye.
No, hang on to him, Ma. I'll be ready in about 5 minutes.
Would you care to dance, Mrs. Stratton?
Monty, you're acting very strangely. Ordering champagne and now...
Well, a fine thing if a man has to plead with his own wife to dance with him.
But, darling, you don't dance.
You like to dance, don't you?
Well, yes, I do.
Well, maybe it's about time I learn. Now, come on.
Well, you're going to look awfully funny out there.
It won't be the first time. Now, come on.
Monty, you're dancing.
Oh, it's nothing.
Oh, but you said you didn't know how.
Well, I didn't, honey, but I just got sick and tired of everybody dancing with you but me. Did you ever hear of Inez and Papania?
Inez and Papania?
Yeah, you ever hear them?
Monty, you've been taking dancing lessons.
Inez and Papania. They got schools all over the American League. Of course, you don't always get Inez or Papania. For instance, in Detroit, I got a Drusilla, it was. In St. Louis, there's a little short one named Angelita. In Cleveland...
But in all those press interviews, coming home late all the time...
Mm-hmm. Honey, I took so many dancing lessons this summer, it's a wonder I had strength enough to pitch. Say, I got a few fancy steps here. Do you think you can stick with me?
Oh, I think I can stick with
you. All right, here we go.
Well, now, just a minute.
Well?
I sure got me some fella.
Oh, shucks, didn't you know that? Now, come on, let's bounce.
Good morning, Ma.
Morning? It was morning when you came in last night. Now, what could you two have been doing all that time?
Oh, just dancing.
Dancing? With him?
Well, sure, naturally.
You were dancing?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if we did some more dancing tonight. How about a date, ma'am?
Why, sure. Only right now, Ma and I have a lot of canning to do.
Now, what about my son? Where is he?
Well, now, he's in perfectly good hands. He's helping Ernie feed the chickens.
Well, it's a fine thing. I'm practically useless around here. Okay, suppose I get my gun and my dog and we look for a couple of rabbits, huh?
Well, if it's all right with the rabbits, it's certainly all right with me.
See you in a couple hours, honey. Hey, dog, Hap! Hap, come on, let's go hunt. Take it easy, Cap. Take it easy, will ya? I'm coming. Wait a minute. Get over this fence. My leg.
What's my leg? Hap, go home. Home. No, Hap. Hap, get Ethel. Get Ethel. Go home, Hap.
It's not just my opinion, Mrs. Stratton. I've talked to two other doctors. It's his leg or his life.
But his legs are his life.
The infection is spreading. If we don't operate immediately...
Oh, but his leg... He's a ball player.
He's a man whose life is in danger. We must have your permission to operate. Please sign this paper, Mrs. Stratton.
Barney, thanks for coming.
I flew down, Ethel, as soon as I heard.
Well, he's in there now. The operating room. Oh, Barney.
That's right, kid. Cry it out. Well, he had some innings. At least he had that.
Oh, but his leg, Barney. His leg.
Pause now for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
After a brief intermission, we'll present the third act of the Stratton story. Right now, I'd like to introduce a charming and lovely young star of stage and screen, Miss Pamela Britton. You know you're in good company in your latest screen role in Key to the City, Pamela.
I couldn't ask for a better break than to be in a picture with Clark Gable and Loretta Young, Mr. Keeley.
Yes, they're at their best in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's sparkly new comedy.
Working with George Sidney, the director, was a wonderful experience for me, too.
Clark Gable is delightful as a happy-go-lucky, two-fisted mayor who falls in love with beautiful Loretta Young, a lady mayor. Just the ingredients for a grand comedy.
And when you add Frank Morgan and Marilyn Maxwell, it just bubbles over.
Yes, Loretta makes a lovely mayor. You know, I'd vote for her any time.
Girls will love her wardrobe, especially a ravishing chiffon nightgown that gets Clark Gable into a very amusing situation in Key to the City. The night he plays a major role in one scene.
And I'm sure Lux Flakes play a major role keeping it lovely for the camera.
That's exactly what the wardrobe department told me, Mr. Kennedy. I discovered that Loretta Young is just as enthusiastic about Lux Flakes as the studio is. One day in her dressing room, she showed me some gorgeous new slips and nighties she had just bought. Luscious pastels that were really dreamy. We both agreed we wouldn't trust such delicate colors to anything but Lux Flakes.
Smart girls everywhere feel the same way. They know that Lux Flakes are far safer for exquisite colors and fabrics. Actual washing tests prove it. Pretty slips and nighties washed the wrong way soon look faded and old. But those washed with Lux Flakes stay fresh and bright as can be three times as long. It pays to play safe. Protect all your silk, rayon, nylon, and fine cottons, too, with gentle Lux Flakes care. Give all your nice washables that lovely Lux look. Thank you for coming tonight, Pamela Britton.